The UN has warned that more countries are experiencing violent conflict now than at any time over the past 30 years. But wars aren't what they used to be. Most of the world's conflicts today are civil rather than state wars. That means non-state actors, armed groups like the Syrian Free Army, the Taliban, ISIS, are precluded from signing international conventions protecting human rights. But the non-governmental organisation, the NGO Geneva Call, aims to change that. The Swiss-based group works to engage armed groups from numerous war-affected countries to comply with international humanitarian law. Geneva Call's director is Alain Delatroix, and he joins us from Melbourne this morning. Alain Delatroix, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning.
You've been leading Geneva Call now for just over a year. Can you explain to us your mission there, what Geneva Call is setting out to do?
Geneva Call is basically engaging, as you said, armed non-state actors with one basic goal: to make sure that civilian populations in the zones of conflict where armed non-state actors are active are respected. So we approach, we engage these armed non-state actors, not to talk politics, not to ask them why they are fighting, but to talk with them about the way they are fighting.
And tell us, before we go into the response you're getting, describe for us the way they are fighting and what it is that you're trying to deal with, eradicate.
Well, in many places where the first time we engage with the group, basically they are committing a lot of breaches of international humanitarian law. And we start a dialogue with the commanders telling them, listen, as soon as you pick up the weapons, you have to know that you are under the obligation of an international body of law called international humanitarian law. So across Africa, many fighters don't even know that. And so just for the mere reasons that they've been engaged by us, they are ready to start changing behaviors and to give orders down the line to make sure that on concrete issues, their commanders respect women, don't recruit children. If they have child soldiers, they free them. It's very basic what we are doing, but we have a series of thematic that we try to bring to them, and we push them to come up with their own humanitarian policy at the end of the day.
And is there any sign of these groups responding, of these commanders that you come across responding and changing?
Yes, I would say it's against what common perception could believe. Since Geneva Call has been created 18 years ago, we have engaged 120 armed groups. And most of them have been moving in the right direction. But of course, there are some armed non-state actors, which are what I would call nihilistic groups. They are out there to destroy everything, to destroy any norm, to destroy humanity. So with these groups, it's very difficult to engage by any normal mean. So we have a series of instruments. One of them is an online campaign called Fighter Not Killer, in which we have 15 very basic videos of the 15 basic principles of the Geneva Convention. And in the zones of conflicts under the control of such groups that I call nihilistic group, where we cannot go because it would be too dangerous for our people to go there. So we run these apps and we monitor the regions, how many people are watching them, how many are watching the 15 videos, and in which areas of a zone at war.
You've established this thing called a deed of commitment, which I think is, if it's signed, it's meant to be a replacement, in a sense, of signing the international covenants, which non-governments can do. What does the deed of commitment say?
Well, we have right now 4 deeds of commitment. Uh-huh. They are, of course, much more narrow than the full body of the 4 Geneva Conventions and the additional protocols. The first one is the group signing the first deed of commitment commits itself to ban completely the use of anti-personnel mine. The second is the total banning of recruitment of child soldiers. The third deed is commitment by the group to criminalize sexual violence within the group and in the territories they control. And the fourth one that we've just published at the end of last year is the group commits itself to fully respect healthcare and medical missions. And these deeds are signed by the group in Geneva, by ourselves, but also by the state authority of the Republic and Canton of Geneva.
And is how many have signed?
We have 58 signatories up to now, so basically half of the groups that we have been engaging.
So a lot of people would think, for instance, how why would anyone who is behaving as some of these groups are behaving take notice? For instance, Boko Haram in West Africa, you know, kidnapping the Chibok schoolgirls, the children, child soldiers of the Congo. If these people are behaving like this, why would they sign a commitment and why would that make any difference? What's your response to that?
Well, there are many motivations with different commanders. I can give you one example in Eastern Congo. When I was down there visiting our staff and talking with a commander, in Africa there is one thing that commanders are afraid of is the International Criminal Court, because as you know, several very famous African leaders, like the former president of Côte d'Ivoire, Laurent Gbagbo, has been indicted there. Jean-Pierre Bemba, former vice president of the Democratic Republic of Congo. So in Africa, it's one of the motivations. When we can get in touch with the commanders in the bush, the first question they ask after 1 hour of discussion with us is, what should I do to avoid being indicted in the ICC? In the Middle East, it's quite different. In the Middle East, for instance, in Syria, most of the Kurdish groups there, the Kurdish militias, are signatories of our deed of commitment on mine and on children. And then what happens there, I just met a few months ago with a commander who is supposed to have many child soldiers. At least UNICEF told me that before I met with him. And he said he wanted to sign. And I said, why? What is your motivation? And his answer was interesting for me. He said, because most of my neighbors in northwest Syria are signatories of your deeds. And then we entered a concrete discussion, because if he signs the deed, then he has to give access to his territory to our staff for monitoring. Then we have to set up a plan. What do we do with the children he has in his troops? Mm. How do we determine the age of these young kids? Many of them don't have any identity papers anymore. So it's a whole process, but okay, the motivations are various. For us, the main issue is not so much their motivation, is that they move on and that they come up with a code of conduct that we can help them also draft. We have experts helping armed groups to draft their own code of conduct, with the ultimate goal that the civilian population in these areas are better protected.
And Alain de la Troyes, have you managed in getting any of the kids, for instance, under these agreements, extracted from these armies and made safe?
Oh, yes, clearly. The best example I had, even before I became the general director, I was on the board of Geneva Call. 2016, after two meetings with the commander in DRC Congo, he suddenly called the office, not in Goma, but the headquarters in Geneva, and said, I've understood, I've freed today 82 child soldiers. They're arriving down on Goma. Can you receive them? And the other example is with the signatory of our deed on child soldiers in Syria last year. We got, rumors that one of the commanders of this group had just recruited 47 kids. So I immediately sent a mail to the central command of the group. Within 4 days, I got an answer. They were recognizing the fact. They said, okay, yes, this commander has done that. He got a blame. The 47 kids are now out of the zone of combat. They cannot be sent back to their families for security reasons, but we invite Geneva Call to come and monitor. So with the signatories, I would say the level of compliance is pretty high.
Okay.
The problem is with all the other half of the groups, the over 60 other groups with which we have an engagement and which are not ready yet to sign, because it's a process to come up for the signature, of course.
It sounds like a process for sure. Alain, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Alain de la Troyes is the director of the Swiss-based NGO Geneva Call. What a mission it is on, Geneva Call. And he's in Australia at the moment. He'll be speaking with government officials, academics, and hopefully politicians to talk about their work and get support, because they're also working in our region in conflict zones like Myanmar and the Philippines.